buy the paper because they, you know, they want to read it. They want that.
Right.
For the shopper, you can get what you want or not.
Right.
Well, that's, well, so we're just chatting away here, folks. Sorry, you know, it's interesting. Dave and I just keep going, and, you know, there are these announcements and wonderful words from our sponsors, which actually that's kind of a tie into what Dave does, because you're really working in sales now these days. I mean, you're trying to get advertisers, just like those nice people that advertise on Mornings at McFarland's.
And that's why we're here this morning.
Yeah.
If you didn't have sponsors for the program,
yeah,
you'd be on the floor selling something. I'd be in my office drinking coffee.
I'd be pushing a broom somewhere in my shorts.
You might be the owner of a radio station. We don't know.
Oh, if only, if only. Now, you know, we were talking while you heard us chatting as we're coming back on the air here, but we were talking about the way that news has changed. And you were talking about Facebook, Dave, and the interesting comment was made. I was at I think it was Sauk County Development Corporation a year or so ago, and there was a kid on there that was presenting, a millennial. You know, the millennials everyone's talking about. Everybody wants to meet a millennial.
I'm not sure what that is.
I'm not either. But, you know, I'm not sure the millennials know what millennialism is all about, or that they would even agree on.
Can't we just call them 20-year-olds?
I think something. Or 30-somethings. That's what we used to call them.
Of course, we're baby boomers.
Yes, that's true. I'm a baby boomer.
65-year-old baby boomer.
And I'm a 56-year-old baby boomer, so thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but the one comment the guy made that I thought was so fascinating was that in our day and age, we had to go out looking for the news. You know, you had to make time to listen to the news or make time to read the newspaper. Nowadays, the attitude is that the news will find you. Mm-hmm. So, and Facebook, social media has really kind of implanted that idea that the things that I need to know about, I will know about because they'll find me on Facebook. And, you know, unfortunately, as our, you know, recent election even pointed out, you know, all the scandal with Facebook of, you know, the fake news, the alternative news that was out there people were taking as verbatim fact and not doing anything to check, you know, whereas in newspaper, and I think radio too, you know, well, any of the broadcast news things, the desire to be truthful, to have your facts right. I mean, you know, look at the Killian thing that almost brought Dan Rather down because he didn't have his facts straight on the sources that he reported on, you know, then President George Bush. Mm-hmm. You know, there isn't that on the internet. There isn't that with Facebook. There's nobody monitoring that and saying, wait a minute. That's not, you can't post that.
Right. You can't really check the facts. Who's checking facts of things posted on Facebook?
Right.
And getting back to the news, this was on one of the cable shows recently about, you know, how news has changed.
Yeah.
It used to be that reporters went out and got news and reported on news. Now, unfortunately, mostly the cable news stations are mostly entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll watch a cable news show, and you'll see 8-9 people arguing with each other about a topic.
Yeah.
They're not really giving us news.
Yeah.
They're giving us their opinion.
Fascinating show on HBO, The Newsroom. And if you ever watched that at all, really enjoyed it from just the principal, Aaron Sorkin, who, you know, the creator of it, his whole concept of that, you know, news people want to be able to inform, real news people want to be able to inform the public and give them the information that they need to make good decisions, you know, to know what all the sides of an issue are so that it's not just a soundbite here or a, you know, a quick fact there kind of thing, that you really are given enough information to make up your mind for yourself.
Right. News, you know, used to be on our younger days, ABC, CBS, NBC, that's where you got your news, a half-hour program every night. And, of course, your national newspapers, the Wisconsin State Journal, magazines, you got some news. Of course, your local news was your local newspapers.
Right.
You know, there was no Facebook. There was no CNN.
Right.
You know, that's all changed, too, whether it's for the better or not. Some days I wonder about that.
Yeah, you do. I mean, yeah, I think of like Huntley Brinkley and Walter Cronkite. I mean, there were names in the news that people just trusted. Mm-hmm. You know, you had some sense that if they told you something, it must be true. Maybe if someone someday does a biography, they'll find that, you know, Walter Cronkite had an agenda and he... I don't know, but at least it seemed. I mean, I think there was really a desire to be... have the facts straight, you know, report the facts as they occurred. Mm-hmm. Real journalism. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has, you know, how would you monitor that these days?
Said it's changed, you know, social media. It's I don't know. I don't care for it, but it's out there. You're not going to change it, and it'll change. Who knows if Facebook will be around in 10 or 15 years. It might be something else.
Right.
Getting back to the local news again, you know, I enjoy some of our other papers, our Mount Horeb paper, for example.
Sure.
They run a column called Gleanings, where they write articles that happened back in 1886, you know, where Ole Peterson bought a new mule.
Sure, sure. You know,
that was the headline news.
Sure.
And going back to the 1800s in your local papers, there's always at least one story in that paper where at least one person got kicked in the head by a horse every week. You don't see that anymore.
What was wrong with their horses? What was wrong with their people that they're getting close to the legs of those horses?
A lot of very upset horses, apparently.
I guess so.
Maybe they tried to milk them. I don't know.
That's why they say don't horse around, right? That's where that phrase came from.
But we have what's called the morgue at a paper where all your papers from past issues are there. And you go back to the early 1900s, 1800s. It's just a different style of writing. It was so cool to read the news from back then because it was more – and you had a columnist who covered their particular neighborhood, whether it was, you know, Lime Ridge News or Hillsborough News. You'd have like 5, 6, 7, 8 different local columns. You know, so-and-so visited so-and-so last Sunday.
Sure.
You don't see that anymore.
Right, right. Yeah, some of that, Sauk Prairie Historical Society has all of Sauk Prairie Star's newspapers all the way back into the 1800s,
well,
I think.
Sauk Prairie Star started in 1853, actually printed in German. It was a German newspaper.
And it was a different, wasn't it the Prairie or something? It was a different name back then, too.
It was, I want to say Pioneer or something
like
that.
Yeah, I think Pioneer Press or something.
Actually, I think there were probably, at that time, two newspapers in the Sauk Prairie area that combined. A lot of smaller towns did have more than one newspaper.
And they were probably daily papers back then, too.
I'm not sure if they were weekly or they might have been, you know, twice a week or something like that. You know, we have two newspapers now in Sauk Prairie.
Yeah.
You know, Reedsburg has two weekly newspapers. I guess that's a good thing. At least you have more than one. You have at least one.
Yeah.
Better than having none.
Well, there's something about print. I don't know. I guess maybe because I started out with that in high school. Still have that kind of love affair with the printed word. And, you know, there was always the excitement, especially when our kids are growing up, you know, Josiah's in the paper. You know, there'd be some picture of the show choir or something.
Right. I think our strongest points for our local papers now is the sports, high school happenings, you know, the choir, the band. But, you know, in particular, weekly sports.
Sure.
You know, a lot of our papers will run a third of their paper will be high school sports.
Sure.
Because that's the only place the local reader can read about their high school.
Sure.
You can read a little bit in the state paper, but that's not like it used to be either.
Yeah. Well, the competition for that space has gotten greater because they've shrunk the number of pages that they're printing a lot of times. Sure. So are there – now, you're actually – not only – news publishing has a number of papers too, right?
Right. We have 7 newspapers and Shoppers in south central Wisconsin. Middleton, Mount Horeb. We have New Glarus, Reedsburg, of course, Sauk Prairie. Spring Green, I'm probably leaving out Black Earth, Mesomany.
Okay.
What's unique about us is we have our weekly newspaper, plus each publication has a companion shopper, which we call the Buyer's Guide now, which offers a free circulation shopper in that particular area.
Okay.
And that's where most of our inserts, flyers, go into the Buyer's Guide. And
we are good customers, I hope, of you guys with that.
But I appreciate that.
In fact, I'm really appreciative. You know, you talk about how things have changed. One of the things that's changed, I think, drastically is the way in which that print is produced. When you think of the kinds of programs that people are using now and the graphic artists that you need to have, you know, back in the day it was, you know, maybe a couple of line drawings or, you know, you might get a book full of clip art and just kind of cut out a piece and paste it on there.
Right.
Nowadays, a graphic artist has to be so much more, you know, sophisticated in terms of what they can do.
Right. And they're in demand also, and also the use of color.
Yeah.
You know, color is something the last few years. You're seeing more and more color, not just in photos, but for advertising.
Sure.
A lot of color in your advertising, which is very attractive. It's not inexpensive, but more and more people are going to that.
Well, and I'm just so impressed. I mean, you've got such a great group of folks. I have to call out to Brenda Carlson and folks that she's got down there at the Black Earth office. I mean, I've come up with some really crazy ideas over the past years.
I have to admit, yes, you have.
And, yes.
But we appreciate it. We appreciate the challenge.
I don't like to do anything normal, you mm-hmm. know? It's just, this show is an indication of that. Mm-hmm. Brenda's always just risen to the challenge of, you know, I'll come up with some wacky thing and she'll do the darndest to make it happen. And it always makes me chuckle that, you know, well, that's why I like living in a small town. That's why I like, you know, being in the area we're in. We still have that ability. We still have that kind of, I don't know, pioneer spirit almost.
Right. You know? And again, too, the advent of the computers and the internet, we can pull off, if someone wants a picture of a, you know, a chicken waving a American flag, we can find a chicken waving an American flag. It's out there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as far as artwork and graphics and so on and so forth. Yeah, Brenna does a great job down there. Jamie Hughes works in our graphics department. We're losing a couple of people this week. A young man named Clint Smith. Clint Smith, yeah.
Clint worked with me on a flyer, one of our 8-pagers or something.
Right, actually his going away party is happening right about now.
Oh, Clint, good luck to you.
But he's moving on to bigger and better things, hopefully. So
is Rita still around?
Rita's still working part-time, correct. Okay. So if anyone's out there as a graphic artist looking for a position, News Public Company is looking.
Well, that's something.
Do I have to pay for that?
You do. Okay. I'm sorry. We'll send you a bill in the mail, though, because we still use the mail.
We'll work a trade out of some sort.
So then, in fact, we were talking to one of the biggest sections in the paper these days is the want ads.
Right. Some things have changed. Like the want ads, the help wanted display ads, used to be we'd run 3 or 4 a week. Now we're running 2-3 pages a week, whereas years ago in the classifieds for, we'll say, apartments for rent, houses for rent,
sure,
you'd have 20, 30 a week. There's hardly any.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means people are putting that somewhere on the web somewhere as far as rentals, or if there's nothing out there to rent. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's probably more of the latter, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. I found that out that, you know, my stepson, his family moved here from Washington last year.
Okay.
And wanted to rent in the Sauk Prairie area. Had a hard time finding a place to rent.
Yeah.
There's just not much out there.
Yeah.
Same for the Middleton, Mount Horeb area. Just not a lot out there.
But you need a newspaper if you're going to find out, right?
Correct.
So don't forget about the old newspaper.
Right.
Well, we're going to take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. My guest this morning is Dave Pronald, who's a sales guy extraordinaire with News Publishing Company.
I prefer account executive.
Account executive. Yeah. So I think sales guy extraordinaire.
I like account executive makes it sound like I make more money than I actually do. I drive a bigger car.
It's all about appearances, isn't it, Dave? We all know that. Dave is our guest here on WRPQ Radio 99.7, Mornings at McFarland's. We're happy you joined us today. We hope you won't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a minute with some community announcements and a final word from our guest. Take care.
Have you noticed? People are moving their exercise from indoors to outdoors. Enjoying the warm weather while training for spring and summer sports is exhilarating. Sometimes that exhilaration leads to overdoing, causing injury. Especially if you're prone to old injuries, haven't worked out for a while, or didn't properly warm up. When injuries occur, the family medicine providers of Prairie Clinic are here to care for your sports injury needs. Call 608-643-3351 to schedule an appointment at Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City.
Diamond is the birthstone for the month of April. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall carries a variety of beautiful diamond pieces. This popular precious gemstone is available in earrings, pendants, rings, and bracelets in settings of white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. Celebrate April with a beautiful diamond piece from Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, where good things do come in small packages.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Sauk City, at broadcasting live from McFarland's in Sauk City in the Red Room. We moved our location. We're redoing some of the areas in the store here. The area where we had broadcasted out on the rental floor is going to become a bike shop. So this is news, Dave. This is news. Cool. We're going to have a bike shop here. Bike Man, who actually is one of our store managers. He has had a side business for a number of years and has decided he doesn't want to do that as a side business anymore. He's just bringing all that in-house.
I walked through your store before we went on the air. I noticed you have added a lot of inventory since last time I was in. It's very well stocked.
There's a lot of different stuff here. We're not just your own chicken egg here, you know.
Well, I think people don't realize you have a lot of clothing here, which you wouldn't think your hardware store, but you have a very good line of clothing here.
In fact, I'm wearing a shirt right here.
My jacket is from.
We are well appareled here. Yeah. So a shameless plug for.
Actually, I lost my jacket about a year ago and. I don't know where. Uh-huh. And I walked in here, and they were just pulling the jackets out of the box.
Did you put an ad in the paper to say lost and found?
No. They kept it. I had money in the pocket, I think.
I hope somebody is getting good use out of it.
I hope they're warm.
In hell. But no, sorry. Well, as we do with every show, my guest today has been Dave Pronald with News Publishing Company. And Dave, you had a call out. Should we make sure we get that right?
Since I work for the Sauk Prairie Star, I've got to mention longtime employee Judy, which works the Sauk Prairie Star at the front desk. And Aaron, who was our new editor. Been there about a year.
I
replaced Mike Kerrigan, who was with the Star for a number of years. So Judy and Aaron, this is your...
There's your call out.
There's your chance to be...
We hope you're listening. And if we don't hear from you, we will know that you weren't listening. So the pressure's all on you now, gals.
Right.
Sorry to tell you. Well, I just saw Judy last night at the Optimist Spaghetti Dinner. She was there, as she usually is, and mentioned that you were going to be on the show. So,
do you have to have a good attitude to be an optimist? I mean, all the time?
You know, I think you have to at least be able to see the glasses half full.
Yeah.
So...
There's a half glass full and half glass empty. Right. My attitude is that somebody stole my glass. What does that make me?
A realist. Yeah. That makes you a realist. That means you've been around the block more than once.
A little bit cynical.
Yeah, just a tad. Well, it's hard not to be these days, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So anyways, as we do normally, we're going to go quickly through a couple of announcements here. Community calendar things that are going on. Today, April 5th. From 11:30 until 1:30 p.m., there is a Lunchtime Connections event going on down at the Sauk Prairie Riverway Welcome Center, which is the Chamber of Commerce building there. If you haven't missed it, I don't know how you did. Anyways, but there's going to be a number of representatives from businesses, Drop Frame Productions, Waterfront Graphic Design, RU Sauk Prairie, Tone Bees Auto Bath Detail, Bug Tussle Wireless, and Agency 19. So the Lunchtime Connections are a great way to just kind of meet businesses on an informal basis and get a chance to talk with folks about things that might work. It's a lunchtime social that includes some light food and some networking and fun. So who could turn down some fun, right? Also coming up in a couple of days on April 7th is a Durwood's Glen Gala. That's going on up in Baraboo, a little ways away here from Sauk Prairie. But, you know, Baraboo, Sauk Prairie, we're all kind of the same community, I think, in a lot of ways. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Baraboo is going to be hosting this at 5:30 p.m. So it's a gala to raise money for Durwood's Glen and a garden party gala event is how it's described. And tickets are available at Durwood's Glen and Oak Street Antiques. So go check that out if you'd like. And then also this weekend on April 8th from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Sauk City Public Library, there's a Whisk Lug Lego Showcase. Now, this would be something I'd be all over. And if I had grandkids like you do, Dave, I would get my grandkids out to this. The Whisk Lug is the Logo Users Group of Wisconsin. And they just have the coolest things made from Lego. So if you'd like to go out and just see the kinds of things that you can make from Lego, I tell you, that would have gotten my son going when he was younger. So, you know, and it's just good, clean fun. Then also presentation is going on at River Arts. Our good friends from River Arts on Water are having one of their studio classes, Spring, with Alan Beamer. Alan's going to be doing a class from 11 until 1 p.m. He'll be doing floral arranging and presentation. He'll walk you through using seasonal flowers, color and texture arrangements, the best dimensions for specific containers. Completed floral arrangements will be available for purchase after the presentation as well. But Alan's a great guy, has lots of fun, tons of experience. Be a fun thing to do. And if you like to do floral arrangements, I tell you, there's not much better than Alan in the area for learning how to do it.
I think I play golf with Al.
Do you?
In the Plain Golf League.
He's a good guy. Yeah. And has a lot of... I first met him years ago. He worked with Land's End. Mm-hmm. He was in their home magazine or their home catalog, and did a lot of the displays and whatnot for their pictures that they would do. So met him years ago doing that. He's just a fascinating guy. Lots of great experience. And then also River Arts has got a great event going on Sunday at 2 o'clock down at the River Arts Center, the Long and Winding Road. This is the last show of the River Arts season, starring Jim Witter. Jim is a wonderful artist, pianist, guitarist, has been at our facility here a year ago. He did a Piano Man concert, which was a tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. And now this year with the Long and Winding Road show, this is a new show he's just been developing, and it focuses on the works of Lennon and McCartney. So it'll be kind of a Beatles tribute, but really more of a celebration of that writing duo. Again, we're at the end of our show, and I'm so happy to have a chance. You know, Dave, we just could have chatted. We got going there, and, you know, we could have gone.
I wish I could have had a few more anecdotes, but I left them all back at my office.
So. You know,
I did hear, though, that your show was responsible for the sale of many radios. I know my brother sold his, and my uncle sold his last week. A number of folks have sold their radios just because of this show.
I'm not sure if I should be happy about that or not.
That's one anecdote.
I think I want to check your facts in the paper. That's what I want to do.
Or on Facebook.
There you go. Somewhere we'll check those facts.
Well, we'll do it again. We'll talk about the lean years.
There you go. In fact, I'm thinking about doing a whole series of shows in July on the history of the area, and I think you'd be a great guest to have back as one of the panelists in that discussion.
Oh, I'm very hysterical.
I can believe that. Yeah. So my wife gets hysterical whenever we have an argument. So anyways, thanks for joining us, folks. My guest again today was Dave Pronald, who's a account executive.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. With News Publishing. It's been great having a conversation about newspapers before and today and how things have changed, sometimes for the better, maybe sometimes for the worse. But we hope you enjoyed the show. We'll hope you'll join us again next week. We're going to have actually Fritz Wittenbach and I think Stan Thiessen are coming out to talk about Heroes for Honor, because they've got their last flight coming up here, or at least the last flight that the community's been behind. Well, we'll talk about that next week. Don't worry about it until then. But join us next Wednesday morning at 8:05, and we'll be happy to spend some time with you. Hope you'll enjoy spending some time with us here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. Back to you, Mike.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBrèche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMar's Plumbing.